Chapter 19. Blessing for Cursing. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Jesus. 1878. The slim volume that Mrs. Eddy was able to salvage was entitled Science and Health, Volume 2, although the printer had entitled the contents, on nearly every left-hand page, Metaphysics versus Physiology. This second edition of Mrs. Eddy's book had an arc and waves in gilt on the cover and became known as the Arc Edition. About a week before the Arc Edition came off the press, in October of 1878, Mrs. Eddy sought to implement her words in miscellaneous writings. Quote, if consciously or unconsciously one is at work in a wrong direction, who will step forward and open his eyes to see this error? He who is a Christian Scientist, who has cast the beam out of his own eye, speaks plainly to the offender and tries to show his errors to him before letting another know it. End quote. Mrs. Eddy had not ceased endeavoring to cast the beam out of her own eye from the time she had written Quimby many years earlier. Quote, doctor, I have a strange feeling of late that I ought to be perfect after the command of science, in order to know and do the right. End quote. On the 8th of October, she wrote to Richard Kennedy, Dr. Kennedy, I do not like to blight the future of a young man. I do not like to see, year by year, your opportunities to do better passing away, never to return, and will spare every blow in my power, if only you will cease to commit in secret the sins you are committing. Your promise to pay me for tuition is not of as much importance to me or to you as your debt to God, to truth. You have said this truth has saved your life, or that which is called life, and yet you are making it no returns for all this, by acknowledging in your life that you love truth and adhere to it sufficiently to do as you would be done by. Now I come to you again with that spirit of forgiveness which you cannot understand, to ask you if the world knows more of the error of your past, you will cease to commit the sin against the Holy Ghost by doing in secret what you would not have revealed, by trying to injure the helpless who know not what you are trying, and so stop the terrible malpractice you have fallen into. If you will, you shall not be publicly exposed, and I for one will take back the straying lamb and help you to prosper and go on in the path of truth. Now do not place the false unction to your heart that any sinister motive or motive to benefit myself prompts this letter, for it does not. I can take care of myself and the dear ones God has given me, and the malpractice is powerless to harm me. I hope God will govern your resolves this time and bless you from that hour. M. B. Glover Eddy. Kennedy's debt to Mrs. Eddy was important as the bait in the trap he was about to spring. But he covered his footprints carefully in all his wickedness and maintained an outward attitude of injured innocence. He did not respond to Mrs. Eddy's letter. On the day that it was written, he wrote to Sarah Bagley, whom Mrs. Eddy had instructed, along with Richard, in Amesbury, almost 10 years earlier, and who was completely beguiled by him. In reference to Mrs. Eddy, Kennedy wrote, quote, "The devil will never get his own until he has her. She is really malicious in her intentions. She does her wickedness knowingly, and hence I have no charity for her." End quote. Daniel Spofford was also the recipient of a letter written by Mrs. Eddy on October 8, 1878. She wrote to him as follows. "Dear student, won't you make up your mind before it is ever too late to stop sinning with your eyes wide open? I pray for you that God will influence your thoughts to better issues and make you a good and a great man and spare you the penalty that must come if you do not forsake sin. I am ready at any time to welcome you back and kill for you the fatted calf, that is, destroy in my own breast the great material error of rendering evil for evil or resenting the wrongs done us. I do not cherish this purpose toward anyone. I am too selfish to do myself this great injury. I want you to be good and happy in being good, for you never can be happy without it. I rebuke error only to destroy it, not to harm you, but to do you good. Whenever a straying student returns to duty, stops his evil practice or sin against the Holy Ghost, I am ready to say, quote, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more, end quote. I write you at this time only from a sense of the high and holy privilege of charity, the greatest of all graces. Do not mistake my motive. I am not worldly selfish in doing this, but am only desirous to do you good. Your silent arguments to do me harm have done me the greatest possible good. The wrath of man has praised thee. In order to meet the emergency, truth has lifted me above my former self, enabled me to know who is using this argument, and when and what is being spoken. And knowing this, what is said in secret is proclaimed on the housetop, and affects me no more than for you to say it to me audibly, and tell me I have so and so, and to hate my husband, that I feel others, that arguments cannot do good, that Mrs. Rice cannot, that my husband cannot, etc., etc. I have now no need of human aid. God has shut the mouth of the lions. The scare disappears when you know another is saying it, and that the error is not your own. May God save you from the effects of the very sins you are committing, and which you have been and will be the victim of when the measure you are meeting shall be measured to you. Pause, think solemnly and selfishly of the cost to you. Love instead of hate your friends and enemies even. This alone can make you happy and draw down blessings infinite. Have I been your friend? Have I taught you faithfully the way of happiness and rebuked sternly that which could turn you out of that way? If I have, then I was your friend and risked much to do you good. May God govern your resolves to do right from this hour and strengthen you to keep them. Adieu. M. B. Glover Eddy." There was no response from Daniel Spofford.